This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Now, tomorrow I'm going to shoot the video for the G-Code Assaulter Belt. G-Code is the highest quality for the type of equipment they make. They are at the pinnacle. Whether it is Kydex or nylon, which they have gone into the nylon business to a limited degree, what they put out is as good as it gets. That's why I'm going to be doing one on the Assaulter Belt. Now, you can have your weapon. You can have your ammo. You can have everything else. But the rest of the stuff, you can find it at tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I want to put out a request. I am looking for a backpack. I don't know what kind of a backpack I want. This is a backpack that needs to be able to carry camera stuff, maybe a trauma kit, raincoat, some other stuff. And it'd be really nice if I had to go this way, if it would have some sort of a concealed carry mechanism built into it. I'm looking for a backpack that I can wear everywhere all the time. It can be convertible. That's fine. Currently, my backpack of choice is something called the Lopro Pro Tactic 450. It has Molly on the outside of it. It's pseudo tactical. It's a camera bag. But now that I've got the Mavic, now that I've got a drone, everywhere I go, I'm going to be carrying the Panasonic GH5 and the drone. And if I get a chance to set up a shot, because I don't like to video every, you know, I don't like to be on a set. I like to have different backgrounds and everything behind me and everything else. So, knowing that, if anybody has a recommendation out there, or if you are a pack maker, and you'd be willing to give me some advice, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Could you, would you, please? Now, there's a study, purported study, claiming that right-to-carry laws increase violent crime. This did not escape the attention of David Kodria. So coming from his desk, we get this. He looked at the assessment from the Crime Prevention Research Center, that's John Lott, who found that study to be flawed and misleading. The problem here is that despite serious concerns over their methodology and bias. So that's the thing about Lott. Nobody disputes his methodology. The media is taking this supposed study and they're spreading it really thin, like bad mayonnaise, trying to negatively influence the public perception on the right to bear arms. John Lott observed it has been covered in Newsweek, The Atlantic, Bloomberg, Vice, Snopes, and many newspapers such as Newsday and the Salt Lake City Tribune. And as is typical, there's no attempt to mention or respond to prior criticisms. They just repeat the same seriously biased method and errors. Now, the media describes this as a study as debunking John Lott's previous research. You would think that maybe a reporter would call up John Lott and say, hey, John Lott, turns out you're dumb. We care to make a comment? But that didn't happen. John Lott said it's been 2 weeks after the research started getting attention and not a single reporter has contacted him. And that doesn't shock me. David calls these guys the monopoly of violence agitators. And he calls the media their amplifiers. And he says that they've have had the long knives out for Lott ever since he definitively challenged the gun grabber orthodoxy and demonstrated more guns, less crime is more than a title. And then he wrote another book, The Bias Against Guns, which definitely demonstrated how the last source is to be trusted for accurate and complete information comprised the supposedly objective press. Now, according to Lott, since permit holders commit virtually no crimes, right to carry laws can't increase violent crime rates, citing that as a glaring flaw in the study that goes unmentioned in media accounts. He said, you can't get the 1.5 to 20% increases in violent crime rates that a few of their estimates claim, with only thousandth of 1% of permit holders committing violent crimes. So to put it differently, states would have to be misreporting 99% of crimes committed by permit holders for the results to be possible. That's such a good point. That is such a good, that's what you would call hitting the nail on the head. For a lot of these guys, it's all about the Benjamins. Anti-gun activism is a lucrative funding industry. They get a lot of incentives to crank out the junk science and to cheerlead journalists who know that most consumers will never be exposed to a critical analysis of their canned narrative that they're parroting. And once the headlines have been absorbed and reinforced, biases will make unquestioning voters receptive to politicians promising more disarmament legislation. That's why it's critical for gun owner rights advocates to realize they will never get a fair shake in the media. I know that already. That's why I try to do what I can here. And, you know, we're getting it done. Me, John Patton, we're all part of a machine. We try to get out there and spew the truth. And then hopefully you folks become force multipliers. David Kodry is very big on sharing links. He likes, every time he's going to come on the show, he wants me to send him a link so he can share that link so people that read him can listen to him. And that's a very savvy way to go about it. Now, all of that being considered, one thing that I do slightly disagree with David on is that I don't think that the media have the audience they used to have. While I'm very much against the fake news agenda, which the fake news agenda is all based upon an elite outlook on things as to what you should have and what you should be allowed to have and allowed to keep. But see, if they were to take guns away from us, then that's where the monopoly of force comes into play, because they, I guess they think that they would be able, they being the elite leftists, would be in charge, and they would be telling the law enforcement and they'd be telling the military to keep us in line. And the thought would be that, you know, without us having any guns, that would be a very easy lift to do. The only problem is that that would be that way in the beginning, but, I mean, one thing they don't know is that 60% of all of these active shooters that get stopped by people get stopped by unarmed people. So you don't have to have weapons to stop a shooter. There will be some people that get shot, but, you know, numbers matter. Just ask those guys on Flight 93. They knew that. There was enough of them there that knew that they could stop that. So they stopped it. They paid a horrible price to stop it, but they did stop it. Likewise, 60% of the time when an active shooter is stopped, he's stopped by unarmed people. So this is a lot of the supposition on the left side is that it's all based on ignorance. And David has been always up against, and David is right. David is right. If they could have their way, they would have authorized journalists putting out the thought process. That's what it would be, to try to steer the thought process. He's absolutely right about that. I just think, looking at this last election, I'll have to get him on and ask him that. I will do that. I will call David tomorrow and see if he has time to come on and talk about that, because that interests me. Because I don't think the media has that audience anymore. Ha! That's funny. I find that funny. When we get back, just based upon averages, that guy at the baseball field could have been stopped easily if certain things had been in play. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you have defended yourself, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, what can I tell you? G-Code is one of those products that they're almost their own worst enemy because what they make is so indestructible. However, the RTI attachment system and all the other things that make them truly unique, which a lot of people use, G-Code attachment systems and clips, and they have gone from being just a manufacturer of their own product to helping other people make other products and make them better. But you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. In the aftermath of that baseball field shooting, that assassination attempt, we're finding that the D.C. infringements on the Second Amendment played a significant role in hampering defense against the attack. Like Representative Barry Loudermilk, who was at the baseball field when the attack took place but survived unscathed, told a group of reporters on Wednesday that while the Capitol Police acted in a heroic way to stop the shooter, things need to change. And then this is coming from a guy that obviously goes home from time to time. He said if the attack had happened back in his home state of Georgia, he or his staff may have been armed and able to help stop the attack themselves. That's great, Representative. It doesn't need to be may have been. You should be saying should have been or would have been. Okay? He says there's several things to look at. If this had happened in Georgia, he wouldn't have gotten too far. I had a staff member who was in his car maybe 20 yards behind the shooter. Back in Georgia, he carries a 9mm in his car. I carry a weapon. He had a clear shot at him, but here we're not allowed to carry any weapons here. Several congressmen have said that having personal weapons at the ball field could have mitigated or shortened the attack. Well, yeah, no kidding. This is called disruptive behavior. With an active shooter who does not have anybody disrupting his behavior, he's going to shoot everybody on an average of one every 20 seconds. So if he's up close, say, with a 7.62 by 39 SKS, that means he can kill nine people before he runs out of rounds. And this guy had a 30-round modification put to it. I don't know, without seeing the gun, I know that those 30-rounders have this brace that comes out and has to go up into the stock. And in all honesty, I don't know how fast it is to change one of those magazines. It is not the optimum way to go. It is certainly as far removed from being a quote-unquote assault rifle as one can get. That's from a bygone era, 70-some-odd years old. Representative Mo Brooks from Alabama said that he could have mounted an effective defensive action. From the Washington Post, he said he took cover at the first base dugout during the shooting and said if he had had his pistol, he would have fired at the gunman with a surprise short-range attack. But as a consequence of none of us in the dugout having the ability to defend ourselves, the shooter was able to wound three more people. Early efforts for legislation to reform the rigid District of Columbia gun laws have morphed into calls to pass national reciprocity, including the District of Columbia, which it should. We should be doing that. One of the things that I have often said is that gun control for these guys, you know, most people in Congress are exempt from a lot of things. This made it personal for a lot of these guys. It's not just, you know, it wasn't just one isolated incident. This was a lot of these guys in one place, and half of them weren't there. So they think, some of these guys are saying there should be reciprocity, including federal territories at the D.C., the U.S. Virgin Islands. Hey, what do I have, WZXI there? Yeah, that would be great. Puerto Rico, Guam, the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands, and U.S. Samoa. Source close to the congressman involved have been informed that Speaker Paul Ryan read the opinion piece by Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky in the Wall Street Journal. Ryan is reported as saying the piece convinced him more than ever of the importance of national reciprocity. National reciprocity is just, it's the natural way of things. If my state gets out and vets me and finds out that I am upstanding enough to be issued a license, that they are, what they're basically saying is we guarantee this guy is not a criminal, then is New Jersey smarter than my state? Just because my state doesn't say, well, you have to be very well, you know, you have to be the state Senate president in order to get a concealed carry permit. Well, just because my state doesn't go that way, does it mean that New Jersey is that much wiser? Now, right now, there are reciprocity bills in the House and in the Senate. House bill is HB 38. The bill in the Senate is S-446. S-446 has 37 co-sponsors. HB 38 has 200, including three Democrats. Both bills have broad support. Neither bill currently includes the District of Columbia or the U.S. territories. There is precedent for national legislation to override state rules to allow the exercise of Second Amendment rights between the states. The Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act, the OSA, already overrides state law, except maybe in New Jersey. Officers who could legally carry a gun during their career and those who meet standards after retirement are able to carry in all 50 states and in the territories. And there have been several federal court rulings to uphold LEOSA. The comparison could be made, a la John Lott, who gets out there and says, well, you know, these guys never break any laws. Why wouldn't we let them carry wherever they want to go? I would have to go, uh-huh, John Lott, you are exactly right. That's what we need to see happen. If, and I'll tell you this, if that had been the case, if there had been somebody there that could have been carrying a gun, I wonder how smoking hot an idea it would have been for James Hodgkinson to show up and light him up, especially if he knew somebody was going to be there to fight back, because you can't look in 20 different directions. You just can't. You're going to take on a group that size that might be armed. You need a team. You need tactics. You need to practice a little bit, James. And it's a good thing you didn't. That's just pure dumb luck. And Steve Scalise still isn't out of the woods. This is something we need to push for now. This will happen again. That template is in place. And if they are willing to attack congressmen to get their way, do not kid yourself for one second into thinking they wouldn't do this to you. They're embracing violence even though they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm really not happy that they're doing that, but at the same time, I'm braced for it. And you should be braced for it. You should be carrying a gun everywhere you go. I do. And I don't even like carrying a gun. Carrying guns is uncomfortable. But I do it nonetheless. I do it nonetheless. So, let's see. Where are we going to go? When we get back, we're going to talk about this fantasy that the left has with violence. Just because it's out there. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, it's indestructible. It's a Kydex product in a lot of cases. The magazine carriers, the holsters, they have three types of holsters. They have the OSH, which is open, the XST, which is retention, and the SOC, which is extreme retention. It's portable with the RTI system. It mates perfectly with the G-Code tactical nylon line, the contact series, the belt series that they have. It is simply superlative in every way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, let me give you a quote from Sal Bellow. A great deal of intelligence can be invested in ignorance when the need for illusion is deep. Everybody in law enforcement knows that they can't do anything to stop crime, particularly violent crime. And it is an enormous amount of conceit that you may hear from heads of police that will get out there and try to tell you that, or politicians in order to push through a new regulation. What police do is they deter or displace crime. They discourage it at a particular moment, and then it moves to other places. And that's it. That's all that happens. There's no intrigue. There's not a whole lot that goes into any of this. Just that. There is nothing the police can do to make people obey the law. All that they can do is make people wish that they had obeyed the law. In most of Western civilization, the tools to accomplish the latter are extremely limited and largely ineffective and become less effective all the time. Now, what we need to do as gun owners here in the United States today is we need to think of ourselves as urban operators. Individual urban operators. If you start thinking in those terms, you can then make yourself, your routine, and your personal environment as invisible and unattractive as you are able to do to both conventional criminals and the violent leftist political ideologue. We can't do anything to influence world events. And right now, they are currently more frightening and ominous right now. But something every infantry officer learns early in his career, any position can be taken when the attacker is willing to pay the price. So, taking that into consideration, that means sufficient determination and commitment will overcome all access controls. That means there are no safe spaces. Now, when a violent criminal actor must be physically stopped, you will have no choice but to personally, decisively effect the stopping. You'll get dirty doing it. You may get wet doing it. You know what I'm saying? Proactive security is a myth. Some idiots still insist that people with evil, violent intent can somehow be detected shortly before they carry out their terrible crimes. Mostly wishful thinking and a whole lot of false positives that create all kinds of civil rights issues. The only reliable predictor of individual future behavior is individual past behavior. If you know somebody that has displayed toxic behavior in the past, then don't have anything to do with them. Get away from them and get them out of your life. But you need to remember a few things going forward if you're going to be an individual urban operator. This can be any one of you that carries a concealed gun. It would be very helpful if every one of you that carry a concealed gun would go and train. Because this gets more from trying to build a mindset into you to actually building a skill set to go with it. But this is what you need to take down and think about. The only authentic first responder to precipitous violent criminal acts are the prospective victims directly at the scene at the critical moment. Even then, they are effective in preventing limiting carnage only when armed, when trained, when alert, and pivotally decisive. You can't sit there and decide, well, what should I do? You got to do it. You just got to go. You have to imagine that it is possible to predict, prevent spasmodic violent criminal acts through scientific preemptive measures. If you're doing that, you're in the middle of a fatal fantasy. And if you bet your life on it, well, you're a fool. If you imagine that access control, no matter how sophisticated nor formidable, will suffice to protect you from harm, that represents another fatal fantasy. Imagining that police or security personnel will arrive in the nick of time, that's now you're really deep into the fatal fantasy. Imagining that it is somehow immoral to effectively defend yourself, including the precise application of deadly force, is a foolish concession that you give to the leftists. Leftists are only too anxious to sacrifice the lives of me and you, not them, not themselves, not their own, in order to preserve their sensibilities. Only the well-trained, the well-armed, the aware, and the otherwise well-prepared have any chance of living through a violent attack by traditional violent criminal actors. Or, as we're seeing in increasing numbers, violent leftist ideologues. So, let me give you another quote, if I may, from Ralph Moody. There are only two kinds of men in this world, honest men and dishonest men. Any man who says the world owes him a living is dishonest. Same God who made you and me made this earth, and he planned it so that it would yield every single thing that people on it need. but he was careful to plant it so that it would yield up its wealth only in exchange for honest labor. Who insist on sharing that wealth while contributing nothing are dishonest. The moral of that little ditty is that if you put in the time, and I'm not talking, you don't have to become a warrior monk. You do have to think a little bit about what you're doing. You have to carry a gun. You have to carry spare ammunition. You have to train to fight the way you're carrying that gun. You have to train to fight the way you're dressed when you're carrying that gun. Same shoes. See, I'm a radio guy, so I can be a slob and I can look like a tactical misfit every day of my life. I can look like a Ronin, a masterless samurai. And I do. I look like a slob everywhere I go. But I can work with it. And I do work with it. That's why when you see me working out with JT on a video or something, I'm not looking like I'm dressed to the nines. As a matter of fact, I dress more for the video than I actually do in real life. So, be the urban operator. There's nearly 16 million of us that we know about. Not counting how many people in these states where you don't even have to have a permit. We don't know how many of those are. We can do this. We can handle this, but you do have to commit to it. Not something's just going to come. When we get back, we're going to talk about the stupidity of the cruelty that is happening to our youth that may drive them to gangs with this minimum wage idiocy. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Back we are. I gotta get off this Yoda tip. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code makes something called the Contact Series, which is a combination of their Kydex merchandise and their tactical nylon merchandise. These are very small, easily transportable chest rigs. You can throw one in the back of your trunk. It looks like you've got a big lunch or maybe, you're packing some stuff to change into. Unzip it and it deploys and it's on and you are going. You can have a trauma kit. It's got two magazines, carriers for your handgun and three for your rifle. You're happening then. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There's a lot of people that want to see a federal minimum hourly wage of $15. Raising the minimum wage has very popular support among Americans. Well, among some Americans. Their reasons include fighting poverty, which we've spent $22 trillion on and haven't beat it yet, preventing worker exploitation, and providing a living wage. I'm going to tell you a story. In New York, they set up these little kiosks where you can go into McDonald's and you can make your order out on a touch screen. You can pick out how many pieces of cheese you want on your Big Mac or whatever. This was an experiment to see if it could work and if the people going to McDonald's would accept that. When that happened, the entire front line of a McDonald's, except for the cash register to take your money or swipe your card, will be done away with. So it doesn't, if it's $15 an hour, in the long run, if they install one of those machines, they come out ahead because you don't have to have a dental plan and you don't have to pay unemployment taxes. And there's a whole bunch of ways to save money on individuals when you turn it into something automated. The average wage for a cashier is around 10 bucks an hour, and that's about 21 grand a year. And that's no great shakes, but it's a very honest job for full or part-time workers and retirees wanting to earn some extra cash. In anticipation of a $15 an hour wage becoming federal law, many firms are beginning to use the automation process to economize on their labor usage, like at McDonald's. Cashiers. Panera Bread, a counter-served cafe chain, anticipates replacing most of its cashiers with kiosks. McDonald's, they have self-service kiosks that allow customers to order and pay for their food without ever having to interact with a human. Momentum Machines have developed a meat-flipping robot which can turn out 360 hamburgers an hour. and these and other measures are direct responses to rising labor costs and expectations of higher minimum wages. Because I got to tell you something, these companies exist to make money. They don't exist to not make money. And the biggest expenditure, the biggest piece of overhead at current levels are people. Driving the cost up means, well, we got to figure out a way to do it with fewer people. So, to the supporters of the higher minimum wage, let me ask this. How compassionate is it to create legislation that destroys an earning opportunity? Now, again, making 21 grand a year as a cashier is no great shakes, but it's better than going on welfare and needing unemployment compensation or idleness. Why would anybody work for $21,000 a year if he had a higher paying alternative? So obviously, at that moment in time for that person, the $21,000 a year job is the highest paying alternative they may have had presented to them. So it's the best known opportunity. So how compassionate is it to call for a government policy that destroys that person's best opportunity? And where does it drive them? San Francisco might give us some evidence for what a $15 minimum wage does. According to the East Bay Times, about 60 restaurants around the Bay Area closed between September and January. Recent study by Michael Luca of Harvard Business School and Dara Lee Luca of Mathematica Policy Research calculated that for every $1 hike in the minimum wage hourly rate, there's a 14% increase in the likelihood that a restaurant rated below 3.5 stars on Yelp will go out of business. Fresno Bee reporter Jeremy Baggett says that even some of San Francisco's best restaurants fell prey to higher minimum wages. One saw its profit margins fall from 8.5% in 2012 to 1.5% by 2015. Most restaurants are thought to require profit margins of between 3 and 5% to survive. Well, yeah, because at 1.5%, there's no wiggle room there. Restaurants in the kitchen have to have very expensive systems in place. It's very expensive to make a restaurant. And if one of those systems go down, and they have to have it just to be open, because they're all, you know, they're all under the thumb of the state comes in there and they don't have, you know, purification of air, if they don't have ventilation, if they don't have proper things in place because they can't afford to do it, they'll just shut them down anyway. It is not greed that motivates businessmen to seek substitutes for labor, like a kiosk, as wages rise. But don't blame businessmen. Just look in the mirror, all of you that think there should be a higher minimum wage. Now, suppose both McDonald's and Burger King are faced with higher labor costs as a result of higher minimum wages. McDonald's lowers its labor costs by installing kiosks and laying off workers, and Burger King decides not to automate, but instead keep the same amount of labor. In order to cover that, Burger King will have to increase their prices, whereas McDonald's will get by while charging lower prices. Where do you think people are going to go? For that type of food, I'd be guessing McDonald's. What customers want is an important part of the company's decision-making. There are other actors to whom companies are beholden. There are the investors who are looking for returns on their investment. If one company responds appropriately to higher labor costs, it will produce a higher investor return than one that does not. And that means buy signals for the stock of a company that responds properly and sell signals for the stock of one that does not. And that means it could be taken over. And then let's say Burger King has done that and they are selling and McDonald's is buying. McDonald's buys Burger King. They all become McDonald's. And then everybody that thought they were safe, they're still out on the street because they've been replaced by a kiosk, all because a bunch of politicians wanted to keep some promises and make a welfare class. The problem with the welfare class, if you want to see how well that works, go look at Europe. Go look at Europe. They have a monstrous welfare class there. And that's why they're having to bring in all of these Syrians that aren't really Syrians. They're just, you know, just these Islamics. They think it's to help them cover the cost of the welfare state. The Islamics are there thinking, well, we'll be taking over and spreading Islam to another country. Jihad all day. The best way to help a low-wage worker earn a higher wage is to make them more productive. And that's not accomplished simply by saying that they are more productive by mandating a higher wage. It just doesn't work that way. This goes against the natural order of things. Do you understand that? It goes against the and see, when these guys get turned out, a lot of these people will go to the gangs, depending on where they are. If there's gang activity around them, the gangs will recognize this, and they will say, come on, you can make some money this way. And they will go, because one of the reasons that Chicago is the way it is because they don't have any economic opportunity there. So at a very early age, everybody knows, well, the only thing I can do is sell some drugs. So they join a gang. They make their money that way. By eliminating economic opportunity, where are they going to go? We're just creating more of an issue that we already have. And we've got examples of it, and we're still doing it because some people are just crazy. Getting out there and telling anybody, though, what somebody is worth in order to get some votes, that is a non-sustain, it cannot sustain itself. There's just no way for it to work. No way it's going to work. If you can, bear that in mind, because every time somebody turns into a gang member, that means one day we might cross paths with them. We shouldn't want that. We're going to head into hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.